You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Chloe Park. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. As the Ryan Field demolition continues, Northwestern announced yesterday that the majority of its 2024 to 2025 home football games will be held at a temporarily modified Martin Stadium. Almost 2 weeks ago, Northwestern requested city analysis to confirm whether its plans to modify the stadium met Evanston zoning requirements. After getting the green light, the university plans to temporarily enhance Martin Stadium to accommodate up to 15,000 spectators. Constructions on the stadium will begin this summer. The city of Evanston has required all tenants of apartment buildings at 2014, 2018, and 2024 Wesley Avenue to move into alternate temporary housing by May 13th due to safety hazards. Officials say the danger is mainly due to the deterioration of metal stairs and concrete platforms in the entryway of the buildings. After a meeting with city staff and the building's owner and manager groups on February 2nd, council member Bobby Burns of the 5th Ward determined that tenants needed to be relocated to ensure the safety of the residents. Connections for the Homeless has stepped in to provide tenants assistance with finding temporary housing. In a statement yesterday, Pride Chicago announced that the 2024 Chicago Pride Parade will be downsized due to safety concerns. Organizers said that concerns regarding the safety and logistics of the parade were raised in a meeting with the Chicago Department of Transportation and the Chicago Police Department. This year's parade will be capped at 125 entries compared to last year's limit of 199. The parade will also start an hour earlier at 11 a.m. instead of 12. Parade organizers said that participant priority went to LGBTQ+ organizations and LGBTQ+-owned businesses. Across the globe in Germany, Munich's Pinakothek der Moderne Museum fired a member of its technical services team after he was caught hanging one of his own paintings in a part of the museum dedicated to modern contemporary art. As a worker, the aspiring artist accessed the museum before opening hours and hung his artwork unsuspected by staff. The painting was noticed soon after opening hours and was taken down after the museum's closing time at 6 p.m. Police are investigating the incident over damage to property when the ex-worker drilled two holes in the wall to hang his masterpiece. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Chloe Park. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.